Like I, mine was $15. So you do all this beforehand. You make a little. You go to their website, catscale.com. You make a little account, and you download their app. And then the app tells you where the scales are. They're usually at like truck stops and stuff. You know, like the Flying J's and stuff. And then you just pull up and to the scale, and usually there'll be like three yellow lines. So you'll put your front tires past the first yellow line, your rear truck tire axle will be in the middle section, and your trailer will be on the last one. And those are like three independent parts of the scale. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is, you know, you don't have to talk to anybody, right? It's like, that's how we like, you know, we order things with our phones now. We pay with our watches and we do self-checkout.
So do you just like put money into a, like a vending machine to pay for this?
Or no. That's what the app's for. So you pull out the app. See, you don't talk to anybody. You pull out the app because a lot of these scales are intimidating, right? Because you're like behind like the big trucker guy who's getting his certification, right. And you know you're just a little trailer. You don't know what you don't know what to do or how to do it. So this makes it easier. So yeah, you open the app. You find out what the scale is. You get on the scale. You stop. You open the app. The app uses the GPS and it says, you're at scale 27. And you look and go, yes. And then there'll be a green button and it says, push the button to weigh. Push the button on your phone and it says, you know, processing. And then boom, your weight pops up. And on your phone, tells you what your front axle, your second axle, and your trailer axle weighs. And then you push OK, and it emails you their certified PDF of your weights.
And how do you pay?
It pays through the app because you set an account up beforehand, like I said, with a credit card.
Okay.
And it charges you the.
So it's $15, you said?
I think the Cat ones are like $11.50.
Because I should point out that I think the hydraulic jack, bottle jacks, because that's all they are, I think I paid about $15 for the jack.
Well, there you go. I'd rather just drive through and push the button.
I think the gauge cost more than the jack.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's time involved.
Yes, but, and I would bet these are probably more accurate. Plus, if you need a certified, which you wouldn't, really, because you're just a trader guy.
That's true, but I also do side-to-side and percentage on the tongue and all this sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, that's part of the design piece. You want to make sure it's balanced.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, check that out. But yeah, I think it's probably a good idea to have your trailer weight all good to go. So
yeah.
We made it to the campground, okay, and we got into our site, and it was really hot, and we had the AC running with our full hookup, and it was like super hot, like the back of the trailer was hot, and there was no shade. And I'm like, man, this is really hot. Like, we all had to stay in the front of the trailer because I have that little, you know, you have the door between the front and the back where the twin beds are. And the AC, like, points right to that door, and the top of the door has an upper threshold, you know? I don't know what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Header. And so I cut some cardboard, and I, like, tried to direct the air, but I've never had to do that. It's never been a problem. Until the last night. I finally figured out why this was happening.
There's a little louver you're supposed to twist?
No, I was in the trailer. It was hot, and I was complaining. And my daughter said, look, Dad, the air, because we have a fantastic vent in the back. It's literally blowing on you right here. Why are you hot? And I'm like, it's blowing. I always leave that to exhaust. So at some point, the fantastic vent.
Oh, you were blowing hot air in and fighting it with cold air.
All weekend.
And the fantastic fan was winning, apparently.
Yes, it was. Instead of pulling the cold air through to the back and outside, like we've done for 10 years, and this has never been an overheating problem, even in the sun, I was pushing hot air, 100-degree hot air, into the trailer, fighting the air conditioner.
Well, Tim, I commend you for admitting this.
So watch.
Because nobody would admit that.
Nobody would. I know. And it would be the last night that I figured this out. I mean, it didn't cross my mind.
It was probably the cool night, too. Right?
It was. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I was just kind of wondering, why is this? So that was the first thing. So the second thing was, I think the second night, went to use the throne there, and I pulled it up, opened it, and it was half full of water. So I'm like, oh, no, the kids forgot. They're, like, filling it up. You know, I go, hey, you don't need to fill the thing. You just flush it. It does what it needs to do. Oh, sorry. Did you put, no? Were you saying I was supposed to put water? No, just flush it. I haven't been. I'm like, So I got up the next morning, and it was full to the brim, right? Like, I just caught it before it overflowed. And I'm like, uh-oh. So I looked, and the little flush fill valve was slowly streaming constantly.
Ew.
So I'm like, oh.
You could have had a problem.
So I would suggest if you ever leave for the day, I don't care what condition you think your trailer is, that you turn the water spigot off.
Yeah, we always do that. But that's every RVer knows that.
Yeah. And